In South Florida, an invasive fish is freaking some people out. It's called a lionfish, and it's this weird-looking stripy thing with poisonous spines. Ecologists think they could threaten shrimp and small fish in the Atlantic. Until recently, ecologists also thought lionfish could only live in the ocean. But then, a 12-year-old proved them wrong.
I mean, scientists were doing plenty of tests on them, but they just always assumed they were in the ocean. So I was like, well, hey guys, what about the river?
Lauren Arrington's sixth grade project showed that lionfish can survive in freshwater too. Her dad's a fish ecologist, so Lauren knew some stuff about fish.
Sometimes we would even catch them when me and my dad were fishing. So we dissected plenty of them when we caught them.
Lauren is really into lionfish. So as soon as she heard about the science fair, she knew what she wanted to do.
I wanted to see how far up the river lionfish could thrive. So first off, I thought of putting lionfish in different cages at different river miles. You know, if the further up the river they could still live. But it was just a small sixth grade project, and I really didn't have all the tools necessary for that.
Mm-hmm.
So then my dad was like, well, you could put them in tanks. So I was like, oh, okay. So then I decided to put them in tanks in the river center. And then there I could just watch them and make sure none of them died, because when we heard that the science fair would disqualify you if any of your projects died.
So you're working under a pretty strict set of rules there. The subject of your experiment cannot die.
Yeah.
Okay. So you put some fish in different tanks. And then what did you do?
So six lionfish, six different tanks. Every night for 8 days on the five experimental fish, I would lower the salinity 5 parts per thousand. So, parts per thousand is how you measure salt in the water. 0 parts per thousand is fresh water, and then 35 parts per thousand is ocean salinity.
Uh-huh.
So, we found the lionfish that we captured in around 25 parts per thousand. So, when all the experimental fish were still alive at 6 parts per thousand, I was like, pretty amazing.
And then, I mean, it didn't stop there, right? I mean, there was some research published, a research paper published by North Carolina State, and they mentioned you.
Yeah, because he confirmed my results. And so, you know, he credited a sixth grader for coming up with his idea.
That's Dr. Craig Lehman of North Carolina State. So it was because of you that he went on and did further research on this. How did that feel?
I was like, oh. And then friends at school were like, hey, congrats on being published in the science journal, you know, and I was like, yeah, that's me right there.
Lauren, could you put your dad on line for a second?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Hello, Miss Albright.
Yeah, hi. So I guess you talk science with your daughter a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of how we are. We're a science bunch of dorks in our family.
I have to ask, I mean, it sounds like Lauren had some pretty good ideas about this experiment. How much of this was you and how much of this was her?
I'm the dad, so participating, but very proud to say this is her ideas. It certainly was her work, sitting, measuring salinity, you know.
Well, you must be very, very proud.
Very much so. Very pleased.
That is Aubrey Arrington and his daughter Lauren joining us from Jupiter, Florida. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you very much.